The legislature ended its special session Saturday night by passing a $3.1 billion capital projects budget, but it failed to find a structure that would continue the state's coastal management program. Those were the two issues at the heart of the fight between the House and Senate during the regular and then special session. Dave Donaldson has more.
The final blow came with the early adjournment of the House Saturday night with the refusal to extend the coastal management program. Minority Leader Beth Krutula pleaded for one more vote. She told members that she had a lot of problems with the conference committee bill, but she reminded them that if it failed, the program will disappear by June 30th.
We're going to lose the state's ability to take any action on federal permits, on federal lands or federal waters. It's an important state's right. We use it as much to negotiate against the federal government as we ever do against industry. And really, truly, it will be industry and small communities and small permittees that are going to lose if this bill goes away.
The House originally voted on the capital projects budget Friday night, but it held it for a final Saturday vote that wasn't needed. It adjourned, although the Senate leaders had already suggested a conference committee to discuss their differences. Senate President Gary Stevens pointed to strained relations between the two bodies, but the Senate's only choice at that time was to leave without any budget or to take what the House had sent them.
It was not an easy thing to do, but I think in the end it was the right thing to do. We have many wins in this budget, many things we'd be proud of, but of course in the end it's not exactly perfect. It never is. Seems less perfect this year than in the past, but it's something we have to work on for the future.
The next step in the budget will come from the governor, who early in the session set an arbitrary spending limit of $2.8 billion. If his goal still stands, he'll have to find the projects to eliminate. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.